Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And one of the more entertaining sessions of the day took place this morning, and it was entitled Booze, Branding, and Business Development, and where we had a panelist of distillers or breweries and talking about how they handle marketing and bringing some of those ideas into the credit union industry. And in this particular clip, they talk about some advice that they can give credit unions as well as their beverage of choice toward the end. So check it out.
What Chase was saying, I think, trust your gut, you know, like that to me is probably the first rule of marketing is like, doesn't work for everyone because sometimes people have bad ideas, but I think, you know, you got to start there because if you don't trust your gut, it's really hard to kind of listen to necessarily everyone else because everyone's going to have an opinion. I think the other thing for me is just being a student of people and being a student of people, like in kind of what they are interested in, what motivates them, what they like, what they don't like, just checking your judgment at the door, because I think we all bring our own personal, you know, thought process to, you know, it could be anything, you know, you bring your own personal perspective and that's fine. But I think if you want to be a good marketer, you have to be able to kind of like, again, that empathy word, but be empathetic to other people and their situation, kind of how they're thinking about it. And if you get in the way with your own perspective, like, well, no, they're wrong. That's not how it should be. We were talking about the bottles and cans earlier. You know, if you kind of approach that, you're like, well, no, but bottles are the best. These beer drinkers are wrong. They need to listen to us. Like, that's just not how it works. And so, you know, I think you just have to really be open to how people are thinking, really understand, like look and try to understand how they're thinking. And then again, just not let your own perspective get too much in the way of kind of where people are trying to take your brand.
Chase, what advice would you give our friends?
I'm pretty novice in the business world. I don't really have much advice. The only reason we're here today, first off, we weren't in the right frame of mind when we started this business. We were both lost. So we didn't do what we should have done. It was just a 30-second conversation. Normal me, when I have my mind and my faculties in the right order, I do the research of everything I do 100% to the T, like you should do. We didn't do any research. Had we done research, we would have found out and known about, oh, hey, this is going to be a lot more expensive and hard than you think, dealing with codes and everything like that. So the thing I just have to say is, no matter what your situation is, do your homework, make sure you do your research before you get started in something. Because like I said, we almost went tits up a month before we opened. And a big part of that is just because we didn't do our research and we went on an adventure that we didn't know where it was going to take us. And we were $130,000, $100,000 of it was our money. And then $30,000 of it was a bank loan. And I mean, it was just not smart how we went about it. So make sure you do your planning, do your research. That's the biggest part. And then I guess other than that, I don't know. Good luck. Just do what makes you happy and go with life.
Yeah. Well, I think heart, right? I mean, so much of what you've shared with us, I think, is about how you chase your passion and do it with people that you care about. And so I think there's lots of good lessons there.
So that part, it isn't heart because we were lost. We got into this not for the passion of it. We just got into it because it was something to do because we were lost. and so, but what you're saying as far as heart, people like the other two gentlemen, they do have a heart and a passion for this stuff, and that's how they're in this industry, and that's why they're pushing forward with it. Aaron and I, the Marine Corps instills a mentality in you that no matter what, so as with the 1st Battalion, 4th Marines are saying, it sounds stupid, but it's whatever it takes. And realistically, in the Marine Corps, they kind of instill a mindset in you. It doesn't matter how hard you get beat down. It doesn't matter what you encounter. You're going to keep going. So it's almost too stupid to fail is kind of a way to say it. So, like, our thing was just stubbornness and pushing forward no matter what. But you're right. People do have to have the heart when they have the passion for it, and that's what keeps pushing them forward. For us, it was just stupidity.
I'm not letting you say that because I know it isn't true, but all right, Dave, how about for you? What advice would you give our friends?
Yeah, you know, I think really good marketing is consumer centric or customer centric. So, you know, knowing as much as you can about the consumer and creating the product that, you know, that answers their needs. Consumers have needs out there, and I think that goes for, you know, whether you're distilling a fun vodka and making beer, or, you know, working with customers at a credit union. You know, it's about knowing what your customer needs and then creating products that they need, and then marketing to them to show how that meets those needs.
Awesome. So, Chase, I want to start with you with our very last question, and that's this. So, you guys have got amazing products. If there's only one thing that our friends could try from Chronicles, what should they try?
Only one thing. So, strawberry rhubarb and lemon vodka used to be neck and neck, 50-50. Now, lemon vodka is 75, strawberry rhubarb is 25. So, I'd say lemon vodka almost never fails. Every single person that tries it loves it. Strawberry rhubarb, it's hit or miss. You know, either people love it or they're not a big fan of it, but lemon vodka.
All right, I like it. Very good. All right, Sean, how about you?
Well, if you haven't had a Fat Tire yet, definitely would recommend Fat Tire. But because we're always innovating, the beer that's really captured my heart right now is a beer that we just released called Dominga, which is a mimosa style sour beer. So it's really pretty cool mixing. We have the largest sour production. So if you've never had a sour beer, it's an interesting one. We have the largest sour beer production in the United States, which is basically this huge warehouse filled with giant fooders, which are essentially wine barrels, aging beer to sour it. We mix that with orange and a lager style beer to create this basically mimosa in a beer format. Really, it's pretty awesome. So yeah, it kind of combines a lot of really cool stuff that New Belgium does into one beer. So I'm pretty excited about that one that just came out.
Awesome. All right, Dave, what you got for us?
I do have to say on the Dominga, the packaging is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. I love it. I saw it in a Wegmans grocery store here in North Carolina this past week. You know, at Bell's, you know, all of the brands we have, I like to say I love all my children equally. I do. I absolutely do. But, you know, go out, try yourself a Two Hearted. You know, Two Hearted is in, you know, it's an IPA. You know, as I said earlier, it's been voted the number one beer in the United States for 4 years running. It is absolutely delicious, and you know, each time I taste it, I am incredibly thankful that I get to represent this brand.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, I have to tell you, this has been the highlight of my week. It has been so much fun to learn from all of you, and I just love this opportunity. You know, we put this this time together. I thought it was so important for us to stretch outside of credit unions. We spend so much time looking at our own belly buttons and thinking about financials, and we think it's really important as marketers to think bigger and more boldly, and you've helped us do that today. So I want to thank you all so much, and I want to thank all of you.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union
and CUNA Mutual Group.